The street was so long and narrow, so long and narrow and blue. In the distance, it reached the stars, and if he walked long enough, far enough, he could reach the stars too. The narrow blue was so empty, quiet. Alex walked music. It was nice to walk in the blue after a party. Zora had shone again. Her stories, she always shone. And Monty was glad. Everyone was glad when Zora shone. He was glad he'd gone to Monty's party. Monty had a nice place in the village, nice lights, and friends, and wine. Mother would be scandalized that he could think of going to a party without a copper to his name. But then Mother had never been to Monty's, and Mother had never seen the street seem so long and narrow and blue. Alex walked music. The click of his heels kept time with the tune in his mind. He glanced into a lighted cafe window. Inside were people sipping coffee. Men, why did they sit there in the loud light? Didn't they know that outside the street, the narrow blue street, met the stars? That if they walked long enough, far enough. Alex walked, and the click of his heels sounded, and had an echo, sound being tossed back and forth, back and forth. Someone was approaching, and their echoes mingled, and gave the sound of castanets. Alex liked the sound of the approaching man's footsteps. He walked music also. He knew the beauty of the narrow blue. Alex knew that by the way their echoes mingled. He wished he would speak, but strangers don't speak at 4 o'clock in the morning. At least if they did, he couldn't imagine what would be said. Maybe, pardon me, but are you walking toward the stars? Yes, sir. And if you walk long enough, then may I walk with you? I want to reach the stars, too.